It starts with a phone call.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
It's a rainy day in February as 28-year-old George Zimmerman patrols his housing community, The Retreat at Twin Lakes in Sanford, Florida. It's a suburb about 20 minutes from Orlando. As Zimmerman keeps watch, he spots someone who looks out of place. He shares his growing alarm with the local 911 dispatcher.
Yeah, he's coming to check me out. He's got something in his hands. I don't know what his deal is.
Okay, just let me know if he does anything, okay?
Over here.
Yeah, we got him on the way. Just let me know if this guy does anything else.
Okay. These assholes, they always get away.
Only minutes after this call, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin is dead, killed by a gunshot wound to the chest. He was carrying Skittles and iced tea. A month after the shooting, the Sanford police have not arrested Zimmerman, and he has not been charged with a crime. Zimmerman says he shot in self-defense.
My baby brother turned 17 2 weeks ago. If that would have happened here in Leon County, I would have took justice in my own hands. They would have to kill me.
The case has sparked protests across the country, like this one in Tallahassee, with all asking a similar question. How can Zimmerman claim self-defense for shooting an unarmed teenager? At the center of the dispute is Florida's Stand Your Ground law, which allows people to use force to defend themselves if they're under attack. Zimmerman says he was, but the 911 calls seem to tell a different story.
He's running.
He's running? Which way is he running?
Down towards the other entrance of the neighborhood.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
All right, sir, what is your name?
George. He ran.
All right, George, what's your last name?
Zimmerman.
The recording suggests Zimmerman pursues Martin as the teen tries to run away, and despite the operator telling him not to. The law sponsor, Republican Representative Dennis Baxley, says the law was meant to let people defend themselves if they're in danger of serious bodily harm or death. He criticizes the way the law has been interpreted, saying it was never meant to cover a person who acts as an aggressor.
The problem is not the Castle Doctrine. The problem is you've got a situation where a person is pursuing and confronting, and there's nothing in the statute that provides for that.
Since Florida passed Stand Your Ground, the number of justifiable homicides has increased. But criminal defense attorney Craig Brown says the law doesn't apply in the Trayvon Martin case. He says Zimmerman can try to claim self-defense, but he can't claim it under Florida's Stand Your Ground law.
That is not what Stand Your Ground is about. Stand Your Ground needs to be heard before a judge, but before you get there, an arrest should have been made. So here we're skipping part of the process. He created any risk of harm. If anybody had the right to stand their ground, it would have been Trayvon Martin in this case.
But even Governor Rick Scott says the law deserves a second look.
It's an unfair law, but I think every time we see something like that, we have to review and make sure we're not giving people the opportunity to use a law that unfairly. Because we don't, look, nobody wants something to happen to a young man like that.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
The case has been shrouded in allegations of racism and discrimination. For weeks, pressure has been building on the Sanford police and the state attorney's office for Zimmerman to be charged. The relationship between the city's law enforcement and the community is strained. State Senator Gary Siplin, an Orlando Democrat, says racial tension is not new to Sanford.
In terms of the vestiges of Sanford, you're absolutely right. The police has a history of stopping black folks and taking their fingerprints, searching their cars without permission. You either let them take your fingerprints or they threaten to take you to jail.
The delayed action by Sanford's police department and the state attorney's office has prompted a federal investigation into whether their response, or lack thereof, constitutes a civil rights violation. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has now gotten involved, and a grand jury will meet in April to determine whether there's enough evidence to charge Zimmerman with a crime. Siplin has been pushing for an independent prosecutor.
In an effort to make sure that this trial, when it does occur, that everything is above board.
Governor Rick Scott has appointed a new prosecutor and named a task force to study the Stand Your Ground law. The Sanford City Commission has issued a vote of no confidence in its police chief, and he has temporarily stepped down. A bipartisan coalition of state lawmakers say they're going on a fact-finding mission to Sanford to investigate the claims of racism. And Trayvon Martin's family says they'll continue to keep on the pressure until there's some action in the case. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.